The slideshow for Lesson 10 will now begin. Please listen carefully as the content of each slide is reviewed and in some cases discussed in more detail. Please advance to the next slide when you hear this sound. Lesson 10, Schizophrenia. This lesson begins on page 40 of the Excited, Delirium, and Agitated Chaotic Events Instructor Requalification Workbook. Disclaimer. The information contained herein is to be used only for informational purposes and shall not be construed as medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other advice. The information contained herein is time-sensitive, and users should consult with their respective medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other professionals prior to using this information to make sure that it is current and has not become outdated, modified, and/or replaced with more current information. Users are also advised to consult with their respective medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other professional directors and counsel to determine how the information contained herein is affected by laws of their jurisdiction, protocols of their jurisdiction, policies and procedures of their jurisdiction, and so forth, as these may affect the application of the information contained herein to individual events and circumstances. The information contained herein is provided to update graduates of the IPICD Excited Delirium and Agitated Chaotic Event Instructor Program prior to version 5.1 and does not establish or create a standard of care nor enhance applicable legal standards of care. Disclaimer. The author, the advisors, and the publisher accept no liability whatsoever for any injuries to person or to property resulting from the application or the adoption of any of the information, procedures, tactics, or other considerations presented or contained in this document and/or training program. Only Institute for the Prevention of In-Custody Death Incorporated qualified instructors is authorized to use and to instruct the content of this document. Lesson 10 Goals, Schizophrenia. To define schizophrenia. To discuss the importance of knowing about schizophrenia. To identify behavioral cues and symptoms associated with schizophrenia. To discuss select scientific research about schizophrenia. To suggest select intervention strategies for people experiencing schizophrenia. Lesson 10 Objectives, Schizophrenia. Given an IPICD version 5.1E instructor requalification workbook, instruction, and a multiple choice test question, the learner will be able to identify four behavioral cues and/or symptoms of schizophrenia with a minimum performance level of 100%. Breath, Schizophrenia. Please turn to page 40 of your instructor requalification workbook for more information about schizophrenia. Breath, schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is a mental disorder that makes it hard to tell real from fantasy, to think logically, to behave normally in social situations, and to have normal emotional responses. Schizophrenia is a complex mental disorder. The cause of schizophrenia is not known. Some researchers believe schizophrenia is caused by environmental factors in those people who are genetically at risk. Schizophrenia affects approximately 1% of people across the globe. Schizophrenia often begins after the age of 5. It is difficult to distinguish from other developmental disorders. Early indications of schizophrenia have included, but are not limited to, difficulty in sleeping, difficulty in concentrating, and/or difficulty in making or keeping friends. Schizophrenia may also cause the person to become tense and withdrawn. Many people who experience excited delirium have been diagnosed as schizophrenic. Depth, schizophrenia. Law enforcement officers will often come into contact with people who are schizophrenic. Many times, these people will display one or more behavioral cues and/or symptoms of schizophrenia. Schizophrenia behavioral cues and/or symptoms include, but they are not limited to, no emotion is shown in mood or expression. In other words, they have a flat affect. catatonic behavior, bizarre movement, delusions, thoughts without a basis in reality, hallucinations, hearing and seeing things that are not there, problems paying attention, disorganized thoughts, ideas jump from one to another, paranoia feeling that other people are trying to harm the person or harm others. They may also be anxious. Symptoms also include the person may be angry, argumentative, person may demonstrate childlike behavior, person may have difficulty in thinking or difficulty expressing thoughts or ideas, and a person may also have muscle rigidity. The person may also become catatonic or not move. Person may also be in a state of constant unrest, or the person may make facial grimaces. And the person may also become less responsive. Application schizophrenia. A person who is having a schizophrenic episode may require hospitalization. Teach your law enforcement officers and other stakeholders that a person experiencing a schizophrenic episode may be a medical emergency. Many times, the individual has suddenly stopped taking his or her prescribed antipsychotic medication, and this is what triggered the event. If possible, law enforcement officers should ask parents, friends, maybe even the person, or other people who may know the person, if that individual has stopped taking his or her medication. Law enforcement officers must also be careful when interacting with schizophrenic people because they could become injured by that person. A person experiencing a schizophrenic episode may be in a medical emergency. Schizophrenic behavioral cues and symptoms are an agitated, chaotic event. Therefore, law enforcement officers must obtain professional medical assistance immediately. Many times, the person needs to be hospitalized. Schizophrenic reminders. A schizophrenic person can be dangerous and harm law enforcement officers or other bystanders. Many times, the person has suddenly stopped taking his or her antipsychotic medication. Teach your law enforcement officers to ask parents, spouses, and others who may know the person if he or she has stopped taking his or her antipsychotic medication. This is the conclusion of Lesson 10.